Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Do you suffer from fear of missing out? Well, then don't wait. Download the addictive mobile puzzle game, Best Fiends. You want to play the game 85 million people have already downloaded? You're going to be hooked on Best Fiends in just a few levels, just like I was. They're always updating it, and with over 2,000 levels, there's always something new to do whenever you log in. Give it a try by downloading Best Fiends for free from the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. I think you'll like it. I play it all the time. Love it.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, welcome to the show. It's a big one for us today. Friday. June 8th, even. Yeah. But we're at the Ryman today, live. We're about to be. Hey, good morning, studio.
Morning.
So, in a couple of hours from right now, we'll be doing this show live from the Ryman. We're going to be here this hour and next hour because next hour is the dance party. The Little Big Town comes in. Then we go and do it live from the Ryman. You know how we do.
Yeah.
Like we've ever done it before, ever. You know how we do. But it'd be a good one. Did you know babies, Lunchbox, this is for you. Babies cry almost every day for their first year.
Yeah.
Every day.
That's not a surprise to me.
Experts found the average baby cries for 60 days solid at a time.
Mm.
Every day. You scared about that or no?
Yeah. That's a lot of noise-canceling headphones I'm going to be wearing.
Oh, you think you're just going to block it out. By the way, I want to bring something up here. I thought that the guys from Low Cash, who we're very friendly with.
Yeah.
I'm even friends with. I had Preston over to my house when I had the Memorial Day event.
Right.
So, they come in and they give me a pair of headphones, and they're very nice headphones.
Awesome headphones.
And everyone on the show got mad because they didn't get a pair. And it was, hey, just because somebody gets a gift, you don't have to get a gift. We're not living in, participation trophy land.
Cuba?
Yeah, it's not communist.
Yeah.
And so, everybody gets mad. So, Low Cash does a kind thing, and they send headphones up here for everybody. Who all got some headphones?
Me.
1, 2, 3, 4,
everybody.
5,
well,
6
everybody.
People? All of you guys
well,
there?
Well, I wouldn't call them headphones.
Yeah, I wouldn't call them headphones. What, I'd call them like...
Earbuds.
Yeah.
Okay, but did you get them for free?
Yeah.
And for any other reason than you were begging?
Well, no, I mean, yours were really nice. Those are like
really
headphones
nice.
That we could use in the studio. Like,
and
really
I,
cool.
That's what I thought. When I saw Bobby's and then I hear we're getting a pair, I was like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And then I show up and I was like, that's what I got?
But you got something for free.
Yeah.
They didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't have to. I mean, it felt like it was a Who cares?
It just kind of shows who they like better.
Yeah, exactly. It's here where their bread is buttered.
Right. Well, give Bobby the nice ones.
But don't y'all think it's true?
Bobby is? I'm literal friends with them.
Yeah.
So, like, we send each other shoes.
Yeah, but Amy, you weren't a little disappointed when you get these little earbuds and Bobby's got these?
You guys are so ungrateful. Raymond, were you disappointed?
I thought they're awesome. They're like $50.
Yeah.
Oh, $50. You know how much Bobby's worth?
It doesn't. You're missing the point.
Two bills.
It doesn't. Yeah. You looked at how much that's worth? Yeah.
Two bills?
Yeah. What is
That means over $200.
Oh.
I don't know that. I haven't looked.
Look at how nice those suckers are.
I don't look up how much stuff is. Although my neighbor sent a bottle of wine over to my house.
Bottle of wine
for moving in.
Did you Google it?
Well, I don't drink, but I did Google it.
How much?
How many bills?
Well, no, not bills, but like one and a half.
Oh, whoa.
Dang! What?
Yeah. I don't drink wine though, and then I don't even give it away, so it just sits there.
Yeah, I've seen that. That hurts.
Well,
when I go
we'll
to your
celebrate
house to
one day.
Yeah. We definitely will. Okay, we're here to start the show. We ready to go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Let me put these earbuds in.
Oh boy. Oh boy. This guy. Oh boy. Bobby
Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
An unnamed couple stopped to eat at Ramblin' Jack's Ribeye Restaurant in Napavine, Washington. Just another day, right?
Yeah.
They left a $3,000 tip for their waitress, Michelle Bozeman, on a $44 bill.
Wow.
Wow.
That's impressive.
On the back of the check, it said, "Thanks for smiling. You work hard and the country is in a bad place." The note also requested that she do something good for someone else with a little bit of the money. She's been waiting tables for 20 years.
Wow.
You would think that was a joke, right? Like, you would get a
$3,000.
You'd be like, come on.
You meant $3.
Yeah, like $3.00, and you accidentally draw an extra zero or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know.
That's ICU.
That's like super cool.
Yeah,
you know,
life's
people
better.
Her life's amazing.
Her
they
life's
were
better.
Genuinely wanting to help. It's not like they were looking for a tax write off.
Mm-hmm.
You can't write that off.
No. Over to Raymundo now with the news.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. We're now finding out that Facebook had a glitch that changed millions of your privacy settings to public, even if you only wanted your friends to see your posts. So definitely check that out. Facebook apologized for their mistake. In weather news, most of the country in the 80s and 90s, New Mexico and Arizona is going to be in the hundreds. Severe weather in the Midwest and North. Watch out for that rain and hail. And finally, in sports and hockey, congrats to the Washington Capitals. They won the Stanley Cup last night.
I have Amy's kids here. I guess you took the book home I gave you?
Yeah, and I just had it out on the counter, and during dinner, like, I don't know, my son was like, "What? Bobby has a book?"
Yeah.
And then he just started loving on you.
Did this my friend eat it? I like Bobby. Bobby,
Bobby, you understand.
I understand. Me, Bobby, like me. Bobby, I like Bobby. I need to go work with Bobby.
Yeah, that's my buddy.
He needs to come work with you.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I think he wants to give you a kiss.
Oh, he does. His thing's blowing kisses.
Oh, I love you, it's Bobby. I love you.
It's a book. It's
he's kissing the book.
That's Bobby. You see? That's
I know. And that is a book.
That's a Bobby Brown.
No.
That's like Bobby Brown.
And his sister's like, "That's a book. It's not really him."
Yes, he's like kissing Bobby, and she's like, "Stop kissing a book."
So whenever cute. I was on the CMT Awards, he was watching on screen.
That's
dancing.
Your dude, man.
Oh, yeah, that's my dude.
Yeah, he was like so proud of you.
Yeah, we send each other shoes.
Oh, yeah?
Not yet, but we will.
Oh, okay.
What size shoes he wear?
Right now, he wears an 11. And he
kids?
Wears those cowboy boots all the time.
Yeah. Your son wears an 11 in kids.
Yeah.
Because I wear an 11 in adult.
Yeah. No,
so just send him one of yours.
Bobby, he's 7.
He'll grow into
some
him.
Some of mine. Everybody good?
Yeah,
great.
Hey,
great.
How are you?
We're good, man. Big day today, though.
Yeah. And by the way, we're going to draw for another dog. We did hit $100,000. You know, with the Pimpin' Joy shirts.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about.
So there are three names left. We've been naming these dogs. And you can actually go to BobbyBones.com if you want. And these shirts, these Pimpin' Joy shirts, we don't keep any of the money. We're buying vets that need these support dogs. And they cost $20,000 each because they have to be trained.
Yes.
They're for vets that have PTSD, they come back with brain injuries. However, they can help. But Amy hits a dog named after her. We drew from a hat. Me, I have one. Raymundo has one. Mm-hmm. Morgan number two has one.
Mm-hmm.
But Lunchbox doesn't. Eddie doesn't. Mike D doesn't. We'll draw coming up. Good? Because we did have $100,000.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, I got a game for you guys.
Yes.
All right.
Ready?
Defending champion Amy.
Oh, hello.
One in a row. This is easy literature trivia.
Literature?
Literature.
Like as in poems?
It's summertime. Why are we talking about literature?
Yeah, vacation.
Easy, though. Easy. Here we go. Write your answer down.
Oh, man.
Lunchbox, do you read books?
I know, but I don't know the smart people books.
Okay.
Like Mark Twain. I don't know what he wrote. Or if he's the author of the books about him.
Yeah, he's an author.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
All right, let's. Question number one. Write your answer down. Who wrote The Adventures of Tom Sawyer? Write your answer down. Who wrote The Adventures of Tom Sawyer?
I'm in.
I guess I'm in.
I'm in for the win. Literature trivia. Lunchbox, start with you.
Mark Twain? Yeah! Oh, my goodness!
How did you do that?
Oh, man!
Oh. Amy.
Mark Twain.
Eddie.
Mark Twain.
Wow.
Easy.
And that's probably the only one I'm going to get.
What popular children's book features characters named Augustus Gloop and Veruca Salt?
This is tricky.
What popular children's book features characters named Augustus Gloop and Veruca Salt?
I'm in for the win.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay, cool. Let's go to Amy.
Amelia Bedelia.
Ooh,
that's a good guess.
Lunchbox.
Goosebumps.
Goosebumps.
What is happening here?
Okay, Eddie, sorry we didn't read this book.
Sorry we don't have kids.
Eddie?
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Correct.
Oh.
Willy Wonka, guys.
Sorry.
Sorry you have kids.
What were the names again?
Goopity Gump?
Nope.
Augustus Gloop.
Oh, Augustus. Now I should know.
Okay, here we go. Question number three. Easy literature trivia. This character says, "Please, sir, I want some more." Who is it? Please, sir, I want some more. What character is that?
I know.
I'm in for the win.
Please, sir, I want some
in.
More.
I'm in.
Aim.
The little kid with the...
Go ahead.
With the wooden leg.
Lunchbox?
Annie.
No.
Eddie?
Boo Radley.
Who?
Oliver Twist.
Yes! Oh, right? Am I right? Is he missing a leg?
I think you're thinking of...
Tiny Tim.
No!
I don't even know who Oliver Twist is. What does Oliver Twist do?
He says that.
He says, "Please, sir, I want some more.
Okay. All right.
I've heard of that cat.
Herman Melville wrote what famous novel? Herman Melville.
I'm in.
Oof.
Easy literature trivia
Herman
this morning.
Herman Melville?
I'm in.
Totally in right now.
Herman Melville?
Huh. I'm in for the win.
Amy.
Little Women.
Lunchbox.
That's Amelia Bedelia.
Eddie.
Moby Dick.
Guys.
Yes. Eddie, stop guising us.
What? That's a kid's book?
Mm-hmm. Hey, what's the name of the boy who's the main character in The Jungle Book?
What?
The Jungle Book.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I think I know, too.
Easy literature trivia.
Yeah.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Amy?
George.
No, you're thinking of George in the Jungle?
Yep.
Watch out for that tree. Lunchbox?
That would be Jabbar.
Jabbar, as in Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Nice. Good guess.
Never seen the Jungle Book in my life. Don't even know what it is.
Jabbar.
Reddit or Reddit.
Are you thinking of like Jafar?
Okay. Eddie, go ahead. Get it right.
Tarzan.
No.
What?
Mowgli.
Oh, Mowgli. Oh, yeah.
By the way, our winner is... All He Does Is Win. Mr. All I Do Is Win, the champion again.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
It's Friday, so we got a couple new albums out today. Dierks Bentley, finally, The Mountain is out, and it's amazing. Sugarland's new album, Bigger, is also out today, so go check that out. And heads up, they're releasing a music video tomorrow for their song, Babe. Stars Jennifer, Christian, and Taylor Swift. Keith Urban has been in tour rehearsals for his new Graffiti U tour. He posted a video online to show his fans what they can expect from the new tour. Kelsey Ballerini will be his opening act, and the tour will kick off June 15th in Missouri. If you want to see that video, just go to bobbybones.com. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Shout out to this Boy Scout named Alex Doss in North Carolina. He made a huge difference at an elementary school and installed buddy benches around the playground. They're brightly painted benches, and they provide a place for you to sit. And the deal is you kind of go over there if you need a buddy, and you sit. And then the other kids playing know that if you're sitting on that bench, that they should come over and sit with you and hang out because you need a buddy.
Good for him. Good for him and them and everybody that helps out somebody sitting on a buddy bench. That's
love
cool,
it.
Yep.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Louisiana. Two people walked into a pawn shop, stole a TV from the top shelf. Next day, they came back and tried to pawn it.
Wow. I wonder if they were so messed up they didn't know where they got the TV.
Maybe.
Because that's not something you do if you're normal. Like, you may steal a TV. You shouldn't,
right.
But you may. But you probably don't take it back to the place. And then a day later?
Right. Why not go to another pawn shop?
Wow.
So they called police and they were arrested. I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
They stole the day before.
Yeah.
They took it back to the same place.
Yep.
That's a good one. There you go. Bonehead time.
This is a Bobby Bone Show.
Bobby Bones.
The Friday morning conversation.
With Little Big Town.
Little Big Town's about to walk in the studio. They got a new song out this week. They hosted the CMT Awards this week. They're all here, all four of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to keep them all together. So they're coming down the hallway right now. They have a picture in our hallway. Right when you walk in the building, it's their picture. And so it's them playing our iHeart Country Festival. So
I know. We get to see them right when we walk in and right when we walk out every day.
Did you dress cute for Karen today?
Of course.
We were giving Amy a hard time.
Yeah, I know. I didn't. I didn't. I dressed normal.
Karen Fairchild's kind of your spirit animal.
She is.
Here they are. Okay, there they are. Little
oh,
Big
hey.
Town, everybody. Look at this.
I mean, because of course, look how cute they look.
No.
Hello.
Come on in. Here they are.
God.
Here they are. We're on the
air.
What are we doing? Come on
in. Oh, hello. Sorry.
No, look at you guys.
We might still
can
be
I come over here by you?
Yes. Look at you guys.
Or inebriated.
So, Karen, we think Amy dressed cute today because you came in. That's what we get.
She always looks cute. Thanks, Karen. I dress normal. I mean, yesterday I was in yoga clothes, but whatever.
Everyone have a seat. Here they are.
Hello.
The folks from Little Big
Town. Hey.
How y'all doing today?
You know what?
I should keep these on, I think, because I'm hiding the portals of hell over here, my eyeballs.
Late nights, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you guys about the CMT Awards. Because
okay.
You get, by the way, you guys hosted wonderfully.
Thank you.
I always think it's tough when you do something for the first time because you go, oh, am I going to be stiff? Here's what I thought. That you guys did great, and they did great, too. You started with a bit that was recorded already. Then you went into a performance, which loosened you guys up because that's your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Then you were good to go.
Right.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah. After we got the song out of the way, I was like, whew, yeah. Now we're fun.
Which, by the way, the song – it's so fun, and even on the performance, you guys were dressed all summer in ADZ, and I like that. Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, it was
thanks,
good,
man.
Thank you.
Sporting the Vans.
I'm playing it right now. You can't hear it. You don't have headphones on, but trust me, it's playing right now. You can listen to this. There it is.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Right.
You hear it, Philip?
Oh yeah.
Look at this guy.
Yeah, baby.
Come
it's
on.
It's a roller skating song, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it does feel like a roller skate.
Totally.
Song. Let me run this by you because I later in the night I presented, but I submitted a joke. And said, hey, let me.
I heard you on the radio telling them, though.
Okay, this is a joke. And I said, because they always say, hey, if you have something in mind, let me know. And I said, great. I'm introducing Kelly Clarkson. I love Kelly, but I'd like to tell a joke because they wanted me to introduce her. So here's the joke. I said, which brings me to this next performance. This artist is the definition of she's playing American Woman, by the way, this song. So
right.
Set up
which
that.
Was killer.
Right. This artist is the definition of an American woman. She's strong, confident, inspiring, and doesn't tweet after taking Ambien. Here's Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, that's amazing. They would let you say that.
Nope.
Nope.
It's too soon.
Is it though? But isn't that the only time to do it when it's too soon?
Oh, no, I don't think it's too soon. I mean.
I think you're right. Yeah, that would have been great. I would have laughed my face off. I just did.
That's all I was hoping for.
We need you to write some jokes for us for the show, like for a live show. I've always wanted a comedian to write jokes.
It's just not the environment for it, though.
I know, right?
Because I wouldn't even do it at our Raging Idiot shows, and people, they're not there for comedy. I play the Opry, and not to make this about me, because you guys are the reason people are listening right now, but that's a tough crowd for me, because they come to watch the singers, and all of a sudden they're like, and here's a guy to tell you comedy for 12 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's tough.
Yeah, that's not an easy gig. But how did Little Jimmy Dickens,
he was a genius. Well, because he would sing, and then And I don't know. He was so funny. And then he and would I'm sing not. Funny songs.
And yes, I'm you not. Are. And I'm not. Yes.
That didn't sound bad.
No. Yes. Look at little Big Town. All of them are here. Amy, what would you like to say?
Oh, man. Nothing? Why? Why are you putting me on the spot?
Nothing. So, Philip, I was talking to your wife, Philip.
Yes.
We for like 15 minutes. And wow. We're friendly.
That's a long time.
Mostly all of us are friendly. I think the person I've hung out with the least is actually you, Jimmy.
Me?
Yeah. Yeah, where are you hiding?
Oh, I'm such a...
That's what I hear. So, I was talking, and she said that you guys are going, you're having an exhibit at the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And so, there's a newspaper clipping from your hometown radio station, and she sent it to me.
Oh my gosh, okay, that was you?
He
was she
Phil,
sent it to me,
he was
too?
Phil Stevens.
So weird. That was my middle name, Stevens, so I had to use my radio disc jockey name was Phil Stevens.
Phil on the Hill.
And I was DJ of the Year for the International Country Gospel Music Association.
I didn't know that was an association.
It was such a big deal either.
It was an association.
It was a big deal.
And so you guys have to pick things to go into the Country Music Hall of Fame?
Mm-hmm.
Like
yes.
From your life?
Uh-huh.
Is that a weird thing to go, okay, I'm about to be celebrated. Let me pick the things that I want people to see.
Well, Kimberly and I, because we've known each other for 30 years, there are certain pictures we didn't want everyone to see. But, I mean, you know, I had a perm because I loved
but
Amy
who
Grant.
Didn't? Yeah.
Did I? Did you have one?
Oh, yeah. And Amy Grant was my first concert ever. And yeah.
I love that.
She's the best, isn't it? So, yeah. And then Kimberly wasn't as blonde as she is now.
That's back when I used to color my hair.
So, okay. Wait a minute. Your hair now, is that natural? Blonde?
Yeah, absolutely.
100%.
The curl is natural.
Okay.
The color is what God originally gave me. And then
you
it went a little
restored.
Darker.
Almost not
it's
as
like
dark as I am in college. About your coloring in college,
I used to do that too.
What's that?
Well, my hair used to be pretty dark. Mm. That was like a thing, I think.
The thing about Kimberly, and by the way, Little Big Town's here. The thing about Kimberly is that I've seen Kimberly with straight hair and didn't even know who she was.
Yes. I know.
She our kids complete. Don't. I mean, our yeah. son didn't recognize her. He's like, "Where's Kimberly?
Why did
Burley?
You add somebody else to the band?"
Yeah, first time I colored my hair was at. I mean. Straighten my hair. I'm all flustered. First time I straightened my hair was at an award show, and I was walking down the hallway backstage, and I spoke to people, and they just looked at me. They didn't even know who I was. My friends.
I did, I think for our own company, right? And it was a big country music seminar. I didn't have my glasses on. All my bosses, they were like, excuse me? It's just glasses.
But it's so you. I mean, you're...
But it was how you were shocked, I was also shocked.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's just hair and glasses. Aren't we our hearts? You know
what I mean? Now I see people out there, I think, trying to look like you.
I don't say that out loud, but I do.
Wait, what? Just because they have vision problems?
No, hold on. Go ahead. Let her speak. Let Karen speak.
I can't remember where it was. I passed by someone and I thought it was you. And then I was like, oh, that's a Bobby Bones wannabe.
Interesting you would say that. I've kept those feelings inside, but there's a reason she's known for her style and fashion. That is true. Okay, we're going to come back. I'm going to play the song, though, first. Summer Fever, which, by the way, the video was released yesterday on Thursday. So you got the video. I'm going to play the song. What do you want to say about the video so people will go from here to look at it? Say something about it.
We're riding bicycles in high heels, Kimberly and I.
Yep.
That's impressive.
Yes.
It was really impressive.
That's not what I was going to say, but that is
impressive. Okay, we're going to play. We're going to come back. Summer Fever from Little Big Town and back after this song.
The Friday Morning Conversation
with Little Big Town.
All right, in studio now with all four of Little Big Town. Here's something happening on the show, and I want you guys to be the helper with this.
Stomach is growling.
You hungry?
So growling.
Can we get Jimmy some food, please?
That was really loud.
That was so loud. Oh. I'm so sorry.
You want a rider for us?
I think food's coming, actually.
Send it up. send it up. We've been doing this thing on the show where we have this Pimp and Joy line, and what we do is we sell the stuff. We don't ever keep the money. And we're buying service dogs for people in the military that come back.
That's cool.
And these dogs are $20,000 a piece.
Because they have to be trained.
They have to be trained
for PTSD and stuff.
So our listeners are super awesome and passionate about the brand and what Pimp and Joy is. And we just hit $100,000 with these shirts.
Amazing.
That's
so at $80,000, we were drawing names. You get to name the dog, right? Oh. So we drew names out of the hat.
Because we had four dogs.
Yeah, Morgan number two was the first dog's named after.
Aww.
And then my name was
Bobby,
drawn.
Yeah.
Then Amy's name was drawn. And then Raymundo's name was drawn.
So we just raised enough money for one more dog, $20,000.
Wow.
And Lunchbox is on fire that he doesn't have a dog.
Yeah, come on.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
No. Ray.
Oh, I was about to say,
Ray
Lunchbox.
Ray and Morgan number two are like side pieces on the show.
Oh, wow.
Lunchbox, don't be rude.
Lately, you've been getting your feelings hurt on the show a lot.
Well, they've been dumping on me.
Do you feel mistreated?
Yes.
Man.
Lunchbox, wait, so what's you even about drew to the name.
I drew the last name. Yes, I drew Raymundo. I understand that.
Raymundo is a
Lunchbox is a great name for a dog.
Dog name.
So there are three names left in the hat. There's
come
one more dog.
So who's left?
There's Mike D, Eddie, and Lunchbox.
Okay.
Karen, we'll Mike D's names in the hat, but we won't even go there. Just
I don't want to pick.
It's just to keep it interesting.
You don't want to pick?
Well,
I'll pick. Jimmy's going to pick.
Okay.
Pick.
All right, Jimmy, okay. You draw the name. Whoever gets this gets a dog.
Hey, you can remember a little bit of now.
Right.
Or my least favorite, whichever one
no, don't look yet. Don't look yet.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
If it's, if it's Bobby, you have to prepare yourself. Pressure. If it's Mike D, Lunchbox is going to lose.
Okay, so it's either Eddie, Mike D, or Lunchbox.
Oh,
the final dog. Jimmy from Little Big Town. You can look at it, but don't tell us, but look at it.
What is it, Karen?
Oh, no.
All right.
Oh, no.
And Karen's face.
Karen?
Eddie.
Oh!
You gotta be kidding me!
Yeah!
Oh, no. Man, Lunch Jimmy boss. Is the last
victim. I failed you.
Such crap.
What'd you say?
Such crap.
It's like, no, this Lunchbox, this is an awesome dog for a
veteran. Yeah, it's got a terrible
veteran.
Name, too.
Why can't you just name come here, the
Eddie.
Last dog?
Eddie, get over here.
All three of your names.
No, because that's not...
Kimberly's dog is...
A first,
Emmy,
middle, and last.
Jolene Banana Bread.
That's a lot of names.
That's a name.
Yeah, but then it takes the fun out of the games like this.
Right. Lunchbox. Oh, wait. Speaking. Oh, okay.
No, if another $20,000 is raised.
Yeah, then it's just me. Mike D is out.
No.
Like, there's no more drawing.
No.
Well, let's try to raise
40.
Let's try to raise 40.
Yes.
It's a rainbow shirt.
Yes.
I love that shirt.
Okay, we'll send y'all some.
No, they gotta buy them. So they can buy them. I need a dog. Let's not give me. Let's not give me. This is charity. We're not giving away. Okay.
Oh,
we'll
my
buy
goodness.
A bunch of shirts to try to help.
Yes, we want to be a part of
okay.
it. That's a great thing.
Okay.
That's so cool.
Yeah, there's tank tops, baseball.
Okay, everyone, let's take it down a notch. All right, everybody, let's take it down a notch.
Okay.
All right, Little Big Town is
speaking of dogs.
Go ahead. Yes, dogs.
Karen, my kids are obsessed with your dog, but I don't know what kind it is, and they really want a new dog.
Oh, Little Honey.
But what kind of dog?
She's a golden doodle.
A golden.
She's
okay.
a mini golden doodle.
She's.
So she's okay. like 25 pounds.
Yeah.
All right. She loves chicken nuggets. So
you feed your dog chicken nuggets?
I know it's not good.
Not
so
on
she's
a regular
overweight?
Basis.
Elijah does it.
Like Elijah is obsessed with Chick-fil-A, so you know here and there a stray nugget.
We'll watch him.
Actually, what happens is he'll eat and then we'll leave the room and we come back and Honey's in the middle of the table and. Everything on the table is gone. So she's sitting up there going, what?
She likes orange chicken.
Our kids love y'all. They listen all the time, and Elijah wanted to come so bad.
Why doesn't he come? I feel like but I know him what? From watching from Insta stories.
Yeah.
My daughter, Penelope, she's like, we're listening to you on the way to school. She's like, Dad, when are you going to take me to go on the air?
Like, really, why don't the next time you come up, just bring them? Like,
that would be fun.
We'll bring them next time. One day, Elijah goes, Mom, lock your car. And I said, why? And he goes, because Bobby Bones' laptop got stolen.
That's true.
Awesome. That's so
it's like, he is listening.
Our kids are crazy. They're so much fun. You don't know what
that'd be a
say.
Fun interview.
Let me.
They wrote a thank you note to Midland after we finished the tour.
Which, first of all, they asked us why they needed to write a thank you note to Midland.
They're like, why? Really?
But mainly they thanked them for teaching them all the bad words they were hearing in the
it
hallways.
Is a fun, it is a funny note, and they did it all on themselves.
They wrote it all themselves.
Elijah said, thank you for taking your shirt off to make the girls like you a lot.
Next thing you know, he's just taking his shirt off all over town. Mm.
But really, you guys should bring them. You're welcome to bring them sometime. Even
that
if you don't want them
so
on the
fun.
Air, you can. They can sit on the couch.
They won't sit on the couch.
No.
On the air.
I think it would be funny to have you interview them.
I would love to. Where's the stage now, too, in our friendship to bring them up? Like, you guys can.
So fun.
I was telling Philip's wife, I was like, hey, she was answering phones for St. Jude. And I was like, why did you not come to the studio? And she was like, well, I don't want to bother. I said, because you didn't bother, I'm a little offended. Like, we know each other well.
She just wanted to help out.
She's the sweetest.
Little Big Town's here. Hey, what's up with the, are you guys talking about a new record or no?
Yes, we are.
You are talking about a new record?
Yeah.
So what's the story here?
We've just been writing a lot.
It's been fun. Just been creating. And,
yeah.
And it's kind of...
Only writing so far outside of Summer Fever.
Yeah, and the songs are kind of taking us on a journey, and it's fun. It's very creative, and we're just kind of letting it guide us down a really fun path.
Yeah.
And it's been really exciting to see these songs kind of are living in the same world that Summer Fever.
We brought a mobile recording rig on the road just so that we could really focus on writing when we're on the road, and that's been so much fun.
I mean,
Jesse Frazier and Carrie Barlow came out on a weekend, and I mean, we made tracks, and I think we wrote 5 songs that weekend.
It was summer camp.
Yeah.
So, did you guys write Summer Fever out during summer camp?
No,
she wrote that.
You said Jesse, because you wrote that with Jesse and Carrie, right?
Yeah, we wrote that
it was almost a year ago.
Almost a year ago.
How about that process? It just takes forever, right? Like, you write it.
Well, here's the funny thing is that we played it. You know our manager, Jason. Mm-hmm. So we played it. I played it for them. They loved it. I played it for Jason about 7 months ago. And I don't know. I don't know if we had all had too much wine.
It was a late night.
But then maybe a month and a half ago, I was sitting in his office. He's like, so let's really think about when are we doing the next record? And I said, well, don't forget about this song. And I played him Summer Fever. And he goes, oh, my gosh, we're putting that out right now. And I said, I played this for you 7 months ago.
That's how I feel about this show and bits I come up with. And I'm like, I said that a year ago.
But timing is everything. And, I love his passion of going, straight to Duncan
now.
And Cindy Maven saying, let's go now and let's just do it because the time's right. So,
well, congratulations. I love it.
Thank you.
You guys don't put anything I don't love. And I don't, because... I'm starting to think. Is there anything I don't
like? Can we not talk about that?
I was thinking back. No,
everything we do is amazing.
Congratulations on all the things. You're going out with Miranda too, huh?
Yeah.
July?
Yeah. The Bandwagon Tour, and that's going to be a jam. We're going to play songs together.
Oh, are you?
It's a real, we're going to play for about 50 minutes, then she's going to play for about 50 minutes, and then we're going to do about 50 together.
So it's like the Elton John, Billy Joel.
Kind of, yeah.
We've been talking about touring with her for a long time. We're just good friends, and it's going to be a good time. Mm. I'm excited about it.
Little Big Town's here. One final question. I got invited to no after parties after the CMT Awards the other night.
What?
None. So I just went home.
We invited ourselves to Blake.
we crashed one.
I just wonder why.
Cool. Oh, you think they know? Just because they hosted, they're in charge of the after parties?
We assume that everyone's invited. Yeah.
I went home.
You should have gotten an invitation in the mail that you didn't get.
The mail?
The mail.
Is that how they come?
The Pony Express?
Well, that's right. Yeah.
The British are coming. So's the invitation.
Literally, we didn't either. Because Blake said something about, we're going to hang out at Old Red and y'all come. And I said, well, nobody invited us.
As an understood invite.
I think that's what.
Well, I didn't understand.
When Blake says hang out, he means he's going to sing for 3 hours.
Holy cow!
And he's like a living jukebox. The guy.
You know
knows,
that you played drums last night.
Do you know that you did?
No,
I didn't play them well. The only reason I got to play the drums was because their drummer. They were playing so long that the drummer was like, I got to go take a pee break. And Blake's manager's like, get up there. So I jammed on a song, and of course he razzed me the whole time.
Who were you excited to see win besides us?
Dan and Jay.
I know.
Yes. Great.
I mean, I love that moment.
Off my head immediately because they work extremely hard.
Yeah.
Much like you guys, they're absolute grinders. They just hit it. And I have respect for that because I feel like that's how I try to get ahead. Just outwork everybody. And you see it in other people and you recognize, oh, they just go. When things aren't right and things don't go well, they just keep going.
Yeah.
Much like you guys, much like Dan and Shay, they just go.
Yeah.
So when they win... I'm like,
awesome.
Man, win one for the little guy.
Yeah.
And they sounded so good.
So good.
And they're also awesome. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
What, do you ever take a day off?
Yeah.
No, because if you sing on the weekends or you...
Well, I'm doing stand-up all the weekends now.
I know, but how? What day do you go, I'm not going to do anything?
He did on Memorial Day.
Weekend.
That's right.
Yeah, but you had a party.
I know. But
that's not work.
Party. Are those your floats out there still?
They are, yeah. We Ubered them. We tried to put them in an Uber the other day. We did Will and Uber and put all the floats in the back of an Uber, and the guy got ticked. And he took them, but he was mad he took them.
Because they weren't deflated.
Yeah, they were all inflated.
That so what's your Uber rating now?
I won't look at it anymore. We've done that bit so much, that's probably not good.
No. Is yours bad, Amy?
I don't know.
I know Lunchboxes is probably not good.
They only use my account.
Whoa,
do you think, is your Uber rating good?
Probably not.
anything that we forgot here, guys? Song? We have an album status? Kind of. You guys are working.
Kind of. Music
you
video. Are.
You're going out with Miranda in July.
Yeah.
Anything that I haven't mentioned that you'd like for me to mention?
No.
Sometimes we get lost, and then you leave, and I'm like, oh, why didn't I mention that?
I don't think so.
No, but I love the way you guys are propping up the girls in the business.
So you know what happened? I just announced 2 days ago.
Yeah.
That I'm because I just am a bit obnoxious whenever I get passionate about something. So I said, hey, I'm launching a show on the weekends that's only female artists. And I'm
awesome.
I'm tired of the conversation just being conversaced.
Yeah.
And so then if people really aren't going to move it along a bit and force, because there are times when there are artists that just get the benefit of the doubt because they're a dude. And there are artists that don't because they're not.
Yeah.
And so I go, okay, well, I'm just going to play songs. I'm going to create a show and it's going to be on over 100 radio stations and I'm only going to play females. And so if a bit that creates some awareness, good. But that's the plan. That's
awesome.
So that's what I'm going
to
do.
And
eventually we heard, man.
Yeah,
I mean taxidermy. I love that you played
Cassie Ashton. Taxidermy.
Yeah.
Taxidermy.
Yes. That's cool. So, well, thank you for asking about that, because and then I'm bringing in a lot of female air talent too. Because again, if it's up me, it's just me and my dingling up here hosting a show. It's right. So I'm in Nashville, so I can be with the artists, but I want to bring in a lot of females from around the country too to actually be part of the show as well. So,
well, if you need female co-host one day.
All right.
On your
you got
show.
It. I may call you guys in.
Good
All right.
Luck.
Thank you. Little Big Town stream, download Summer Fever. And we'll see you guys soon. Nice job, guys. Thank you, guys. There they are, Little Big Town.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
In Rhode Island, a silver alert was issued for a 76-year-old man. That's when an older person goes missing. He has dementia. They couldn't find him. So this officer, he's on his off day. He grabs his canine, goes looking, finds him in the woods.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the dog picked up the scent, found the 76-year-old man all on his day off.
Wow.
How about that?
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Do you suffer from fear of missing out? Then don't wait. You have to download the addictive mobile puzzle game that everyone's playing called Best Fiends. You've heard me right. Best Fiends, like friends without the R. 85 million people have already downloaded this game. In Best Fiends, you solve puzzles, you collect tons of these cute characters, then you level up those characters and beat more bad guys. I introduce people to the game all the time. Listeners tweet me about it all the time. Download it. You can play it by yourself. You can connect with friends, connect with family. You can also compete at Best Fiends. They do update the game all the time. There are over 2,000 levels. There's always something new in the game. Best Fiends is not like any of the other puzzle games. Just check it out. I can tell you all this, but just check it out for yourself. Solve your fear of missing out right now. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download Best Fiends for free. That's Best Fiends, F-I-E-N-D-S. It's like friends without the R. Best Fiends, check it out. Let me know what you think about it and what you're playing it all the time. Send me a note. Tell me how addicted you've been.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Live from the Ryman Auditorium.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? We are live right now, and we got a whole bunch of people here that are watching us. Which is crazy. So right now we are on the radio, but we are live in Nashville at the Ryman Auditorium. And the place is packed with people right now that woke up. What time did you guys get here for the most part? 2:30.
What?
3 in the morning. There are some 5 in the mornings. Did Lunchbox's wife get a front row seat? Is she here? Did she come, Lunchbox, or no?
No, she is not here.
Wait, so you,
there you go,
demanded she get a front row seat, and then she didn't come.
Well, I can't help it. She had a meeting at work, and she couldn't change it. She was trying to change it, and she couldn't do it, so
a meeting at work. It's 7 a.m. Central Time.
No, she has to be there at 8:30.
Got him.
Okay, well, you demanded in your rider. Do we have the seat left in her honor, though, which is what he wanted? Is there one just...
Yep, right there.
There it is. That's for her.
Front row.
Hey, maybe she'll sneak in for 10 minutes. I don't know, but just she's not here yet.
Right now we're live in the Ryman with a bunch of our friends that are watching the show this morning. We have a lot of guests that are going to come in. Chris Jansen's about to hop in and play. Is he coming in this segment? Yes. So you guys ready to hear some music? All right, let's bring him out for a second. Is Chris over here to the side? Where is Chris Jansen? Anywhere nearby? Yeah, let's bring out Chris Jansen, everybody. Clap your hands for Chris Jansen. And you will also be able to watch this. Is this up somewhere on the internet or no?
I don't think so.
Oh, cool. Team, did a lot of preparing here. There he is. That's Chris Jansen.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. Sorry. Sorry. How are you this morning?
Hey, come back here and talk to us for a second.
Okay.
All right. There he is. What up, buddy?
Hey, brother.
So, Chris Jansen, member of the Grand Ole Opry, the newest member. I guess maybe second newest member now, huh? Bobby Bear in yet?
Yeah, they renewed Bobby Bear's membership, so still technically the newest.
Still the newest member of the Grand Ole Opry. Chris Jansen is here. How you been, bud?
Man, I've been really blessed. Thank you, and it's great to see this awesome audience today, and appreciate you having me on.
Can you believe this many people woke up early during CMA Fest to come and watch the radio show?
It's pretty awesome.
I keep thinking they're here to watch something else. Like, they're confused. Like, when does Alabama play? Just does. So Chris has a guitar. And the thing about Chris, he has a big old bass drum, too. That he's basically a one-man band. And I think you did it because, you know, you have all these talents. Some would say you did it because you can save money and not have to hire a drummer.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the things.
All those things.
So would you guys like to hear a song from Chris Jansen? Maybe a song or two?
Yeah.
So if you want to walk up there.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, cool. If you're turning your radio on right now, we are live at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee. It's the first time we've ever done this, and so Chris is setting up. What are you going to play first, Chris, you know?
Redneck Life.
Oh, so at the end of the ACMs, can you hear me, Chris, if I talk?
Yes, I can hear you now.
At the end of the ACMs, I'm watching, and I keep waiting for you to come on. And I'm like, where's Chris Jansen? Where's Chris Jansen? And they bring you out at the end of the ACMs, and you crush it, right?
Thanks, dude.
You crush it. And did you play Redneck? Is that the song you played at the end of the ACMs?
Yeah, we played Redneck Life, and it was, the wall came up, and it was on.
After they gave the Entertainer of the Year, then they said, Chris Jansen, you have to perform. Yep. No pressure, and then you nail it with this song right here.
Thanks, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Jansen.
Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but I just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby
Bones. Look at this guy.
That's awesome.
Chris Jansen live this morning. The show is live at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville. That's the most energy the show's ever had. That's early in the morning ever.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Did you play last night anywhere in town?
Last night I did not play. I did a pop-up show, which was a late afternoon thing, but yesterday I had a 7-hour meet and greet with fans.
So you stayed for all 7 hours and met everything?
No, literally. We ran, I think we ended up getting to about 750 people.
Oh my.
And those were all people in attendance. And I have to tell you, it all started, you know, in a big way with Boat. And guys, it was incredible. We did it down at the Wild Horse down the street, and it was called the Friends Club Party, because I just hate referring to somebody as a fan club party. I just thought, man, if you're showing up and you're showing up early, just like this morning, it's that's a friends of mine, and just as you're friends of Bobby. So they showed up. It was really amazing, and it was one of the greatest successes we've ever seen. So really proud of that.
So you did 7 hours, huh?
Yeah, man. We got there at 8:30, and we left at we got right out of there right before 4. So yeah,
he didn't want to do the math. He realized quickly he wasn't going to hit the number right. So he was like, yeah, it was.
I was making sure it wasn't 6 or 8, but I think it was right about 7 hours. So I mean, by the time you get started, you just kind of lose track. But when you go through a big line like that, and then you wait around, but it was incredible because not one person left, and that was really a big blessing. I mean, I thoroughly, thought we would lose about 100 or two. And not one single person left. And I mean, to the point of the last guy that was there is a guy that I see at shows, which is a remarkable thing, by the way.
It's me.
I see at shows like all over the... It was Bobby Bones, and it was fantastic. And it was just a great day. And you know, it was good to see everybody.
Chris Jansen, right now, if you're listening to this, you just turned the radio on. He is standing right in front of me. We're at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee. It's CMA week. It's the first time our show has ever done a live show like this. And thank you to everybody who's here that woke up this morning, that came out. I don't know if you guys can hear them clapping on the radio, but I assure you they're clapping for us. It's not a sound effect that we've added in. Yeah, you have another song in you this early in the morning?
Heck yeah, man.
What would you like to play now, my friend?
I think I'll do... I'm going to do a cover of a song that I wrote with some friends of mine and big stars in country music. The band is called Low Cash, and I know they're great fans of everybody on the show here, and they're certainly some best friends of mine. And we wrote this song together. Now, really quick, a little backstory, guys. Love This Life started out as I walked into a co-write. We were writing at like 8 o'clock in the morning. We pulled an early one so I could pull a double that day of writing songs. I showed up early and they said, man, what is the deal? I said, what do you mean? You're just way over the top energetic. I said, oh yeah, I've had like 8 Mountain Dews and a pack of Sour Patch Kids and I also woke up this morning, so I feel pretty blessed. And Preston, if you know Low Cash at all, Preston, man, he's got a great attitude about life in general. And he said, man, we should just write something about that. I said, well, we woke up today. We woke up in freedom today. We're in America today, and I love this life. He goes, let's just write that. I said, okay, that's pretty easy. That's a true story.
Holy cow. Chris, my friend, always a pleasure. Everybody download, stream Drunk Girl, Chris's latest song. Check out Redneck Life. He always comes when we ask him, and we ask him a whole lot. That's Chris Jansen. All right, clap your hands for Chris, everybody, as he walks off the stage. That's right. That's a real-life crowd, and they're cheering for us. That's crazy. We didn't even have to go to Craigslist and use one of those things where you have to hire extras.
Oh, yeah, no.
No, we didn't do that.
No, nobody here is being paid.
We don't think. So we're at the Ryman Auditorium. It's live. And I was in the crowd during the commercial break, and I was just meeting people. And I met this nice lady right here. Are you a lady?
Yes.
Yes, okay. I mean, I know you're a woman, but I don't know the difference between girl, woman, lady. I don't know if it's a tier thing.
You're like not yet a girl, but not yet a woman?
Well, we're not talking about Britney Spears.
Lady.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Would you say you are? More of a woman or lady or?
A lady, I
a
guess.
A lady it is, folks. All right, tell everybody your name.
I'm Samantha.
So I was down in the crowd and I said, hey, Samantha, what time did you get here? And you got here pretty early.
Yeah, 3 o'clock this morning.
So she got here at 3 this morning and you drove down from?
Monticello, Kentucky.
Which is how long of a drive?
About 3 hours.
So you left at midnight.
No, we stayed all night.
You stayed all night here?
Yes.
Oh, so you came to Nashville, spent the night, and then
we came after work last night and got here really early.
And you listened to the show where?
In Monticello.
So near Somerset, Kentucky?
Yeah, near Somerset.
Look at this. She's in her B-team shirt.
It's awesome.
She drove. So what did you do from 3 o'clock until they opened the doors at 6 a.m.?
We met friends outside.
And they're waving, yeah. And where are your friends from? And do you know their names?
I don't know their names.
Not real friends. Fake friends.
Okay.
Fake friends.
But it's still fresh.
Yeah. So this is your... Hey, take a picture of us, because this is cool for me. Come over here right in the middle. Yeah, take a picture. Yeah.
That's Katie.
This is Katie. This is our friend who's been... She's in a Pimpin' Joy shirt. Okay, yes. We're going to smile on the count of three. Ready?
Okay.
1, 2, 3. So thank you so much for coming.
You're going to have to take a picture with Katie, too. Because I feel like she's
okay.
up here.
Well, I'm going to hit a song.
Katie took off work, too.
No, I get it, but... Yeah. I met her first.
Okay, only Katie, I got you.
So anything you'd like to say? You have all the people in the Ryman, and you have millions listening right now. You have one shot to say something.
Ooh. Oh, gosh.
What? No pressure. I mean...
You said I would know all the answers.
Oh, okay, I did. I told her before we went on the air, I said, don't worry, I'm not going to ask you anything that you don't know the answer to. So I lied. Okay. So thank you for coming.
No problem. Thanks for coming and letting us come.
Yeah. Hey, I give her one of my books. I brought two books.
They're right there.
I think my name's in it.
Oh, your name's in the back of the book?
Oh, B-team shout out.
Yeah, let me see that. I'll sign this one though for
What's
you.
Your last name start with? You don't have to say your last name, but...
S.
S is for...
What's S4, Bobby? You know, do you remember?
It's probably success, huh?
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
Eddie,
or,
yeah,
I mean,
or soup. I like soup.
Yeah, but success fits the theme of the book.
So anyway, so I have a couple books I brought. It doesn't come out till next week, but I'm going to sign it for you, and you can have this one and the one you ordered already.
Sweet.
It'll come. You have two.
That's good.
Yeah, because you can't get too much meat.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Live from the Ryman Auditorium.
That's right. We're here right now, and we got a lot of people in the Ryman watching. You know what's funny is that every time they cheer, it's weird. Like, I'm doing this show, and it's like, wow, people are clapping for us and doing this. Because we do this in a room, and nobody cares. Like, I talk every morning, and even the people that sit around here, they don't care. And so it's weird to be in a room when people care.
So I care.
Thank you for caring. By the way, during the break, Amy was hassling me, and she's right, because she hasn't done the morning corny yet. So for the first time in the history of the morning corny, live in front of thousands. Now, do you want to go stand up on the microphone like a comedian and do it up there? No, the microphone's not on? Okay, never mind. We don't know how to work all the equipment yet.
Stop going rogue.
Okay, sorry. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Raymond, are you ready in the booth? Let's do the first ever live morning corny. Here we go.
The morning corny.
Why is the pediatrician always angry?
Why is the pediatrician always angry?
Because he has very little patience.
That was the morning corny.
Did you get it?
Why is the tiny pediatrician always angry?
No, pediatrician treats children only. They're tiny. Children are.
Okay,
eating.
I didn't get. Hey, listen,
why isn't it just a doctor?
Because then a doctor wouldn't have little patients.
I love how we break down the corny.
A
jokes.
Doctor has adult patients. Okay. Oh my gosh!
So
y'all got it right. Thank you.
Yeah, we're live, and there are a lot of people here watching a radio show. This is awesome. Maddie Poppy, the winner of American Idol this season, has now joined me on stage. Everybody say hello to Maddie Poppy, everyone. Hello, Maddie. You know what I've never asked you? Is your name really, is it like Madison?
It is actually Madeline.
Madeline. I guess that would make sense, huh?
Yeah.
Would that have been your first instinct, Eddie? Madeline? Or
I
would
have thought. I was a Madeline, yeah.
Madeline. Okay, yeah. I'm an idiot.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So I think a lot of people want to know, like, since American Idol's been over, you know, what have you been doing for the past couple of weeks nonstop?
I have been doing lots of press. I have been doing, you know, like appearances here and there.
Have you been home yet?
No.
So you finished the show and then you haven't been home at all?
I have not been home. I saw my parents for like 10 seconds after the finale.
That's then, solid 10 though, huh?
Yeah, yeah. It was great.
You got a lot. I love Iowa so much. I talk about it on my show.
I do too.
And that's where she's from. The Iowans are the nicest people. There are a lot of Iowans here tonight.
They are.
Yeah. Oh, and they look super nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they look super nice.
They do.
As opposed to people from Michigan.
Yeah, they look so mean. I see them all out there.
Maddie Poppy, who won American Idol, is here. And when I was watching you on Idol, you did Rainbow Connection. And it was you and Kermit the Frog. Now, I always wonder how that works whenever they have to bring out a very famous puppet. Do you get to pick up the puppet and hug the puppet? Because that's what I would want to do.
Okay, listen to me. Kermit is such a sacred thing. I'm serious. They treat this frog like, I mean, they put it in a box, and I knew it was there, and it was kind of scary because I was like, I know he's there, but I can't see him. And he's in this box, and this woman carries him around, and she's very like possessive of him. And she takes him out of the box and puts him under this tarp immediately, this black tarp.
So they take him from inside the box to under a tarp immediately.
So no one can see that he's, like, actually not a real frog. Okay? So they put him under this tarp, and then they bring him on to where he's supposed to be or whatever, and they won't let any, like, they're very, like, have, like, three bodyguards around him, like, make sure no one can see that he's not a real frog. And then when it's ready for him to do his thing, once the hand is like up in Kermit and like the guys are like ready, they take the tarp off then, and then he's like presented. But it's like a serious thing, and they won't. I heard you're not allowed to touch the Muppets. One person, like, he was on a show one time, and the host thought it'd be funny to like pretend he was Kermit,
and like he put his hand up the butt of Kermit,
and they left, and they will never go back to that show. Like, it's a huge thing. Like, and so we were doing a video with Kermit, and he's like, you know, talk to me or whatever. And he's like, shake my hand. And on video, I was like, no. I was like, am I allowed to do that? And he's like, yes. And the lady's like, yes, thank you for asking. That was very respectful. I was like, oh my gosh.
Where does the voice of Kermit sit or stand as Kermit is doing the talking?
So, oh my gosh, if he hears this, I mean, he's going to know that I just exposed all of
who,
the secrets.
Kermit or the voice? Cause this
both
is-
of them. I'm beginning to think that Kermit just has some powers. Okay, so it was under the piano. He was under the piano, and he wears this little headband and puts his microphone in the headband. And then there's another guy playing the banjo. Okay?
The banjo that Kermit's holding. So yeah. He's playing the cartoon banjo.
Yeah,
the
that was Cam's banjo player,
oh, yeah,
by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so then you sang. So what you did on American Idol is you sang the song without Kermit first. You mm-hmm. did. And then you came back and sang it with Kermit.
Yeah.
And then I heard it, and I was like, man, I would love for her to play that on the show. So would you guys like to hear Rainbow Connection from Maddie Poppy right now? So, Maddie Poppy's walking up to the microphone. It's the Bobby Bone Show. We're live right now at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee. It's our first ever, you know, live show, especially somewhere as sacred as the Ryman. Are all you guys new? First time in the Ryman? Anybody new to the Ryman the first time? Pretty cool,
that's
huh?
That's cool.
All right. Maddie, are you good up there?
I'm good, yeah.
She's,
you were narrating
give
me
the
all
thumbs
the way
up,
up,
Eddie, when she's ready. Okay, because I don't hear her. You good? All right, ladies and gentlemen, my friend, and by the way, a heck of a mentee. Yeah, that's right. I mentored the crap out of Maddie Poppy. That's right. American Idol winner, Maddie Poppy, everybody. Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to bobbybones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to bobbybones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby
Bones. Maddie Poppy.
Thank you so much.
Look at that. Let me say this. Maddie has a new song called Going, Going, Gone. And also, if you love Maddie's sound or music like I do, you can download songs from the basement, download and stream songs from the basement, a bunch of Maddie originals that she actually recorded in her basement. So support Maddie Poppy because I think she's fantastic, and you'll be seeing her a lot. Thank you, Maddie Poppy. Yeah, we're live at the Ryman Auditorium. So the snake slithered out of a car vent while this girl was driving.
That's just ew. How?
Yeah, no, that's the whole deal, is that this girl named Laura was driving in Virginia, and it was lunch, and she hears a rattling sound in her car. Oh. And normally when you hear a rattling sound, you think it's something wrong with your car.
Sure.
And so she looked down next to the steering wheel, and a snake slithered out of the air vent.
No.
She pulled off the road, jumped out of the SUV, called 911. So, a couple of things here. One, is that a 911 callable
yes.
thing? It's a snake in a car. But, I mean, do you really call 911?
Yes. Why would it be venomous?
Like, hold on. If you see a snake in the woods, do you call 911?
No.
They're okay. Also
it belongs
venomous.
In the woods. It doesn't belong in your car.
Okay, show of hands of the six people on stage. Who calls 911 if there's a snake in your car?
911 fast.
Four of you do.
Yep.
But no one's committing a crime. No one's hurting you. You haven't been hurt.
Just it's open. An emergency.
You're in danger.
Just if there's a wasp in your car, do you call 911?
Different.
No. Okay. Bobby, don't compare this to misuse of 911 is like
misuse. You would go to jail.
No. Misuse is they gave me 6 chicken nuggets and I ordered 12. Like that's misuse. Like this is
okay, let's go to Mike D. Apparently we're the only two that agree on this. Why would you not call 911?
I'm not afraid of a snake.
Yeah, I'm not either. Maybe that's it,
that's
too.
That's not the point.
Tough guys over here.
Oh, big bad men, I mean.
Bite me, snake.
No. No. Listen.
What do you call, 311 or 411 or what?
If there was a raccoon in your car, would you call 911?
Yes.
According to Lunchbox,
yes,
raccoons
absolutely.
Fight.
Absolutely. Oh. A raccoon can do some damage. Claw your eyes out.
Well, a snake slithered out of a car in Virginia as a woman is driving. There's also a story that says if you want to remember your dreams, you can take vitamins. So there's a special vitamin. If you take it, you will remember your dreams better. You'll wake up and know a lot of your dreams. Now, do you want to know all of your dreams through the night?
I mean, sure, I guess.
You want to wake up and know everything you dreamed about over the past 5, 6?
As long as I got rest and it was a good dream.
If you take B6 before bed, you will remember your dreams.
Like, I don't like remembering my thoughts from the last segment, much less my dreams from the entire... And I have some weird dreams. It's like, here I come in on a purple elephant on a Wednesday morning ready to eat a cupcake. Like, nobody wants to hear that. It's true.
I read that, and if you don't like to take supplements, you could also eat bananas and avocados before bed. It'll do the same thing.
I also read you can eat cheesecake before bed.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. Just makes you feel better. Until you wake up. Okay, we're live at the Ryman Auditorium right now. A lot of these folks here got here really early this morning, and we appreciate that. Yeah. Caleb Lee Hutchinson from American Idol, the second place guy. He's going to come out and play Funny Dude, good singer, and there's a special twist as to what he's going to play and why he's going to play it. Yeah.
Okay.
We do like special twists. What?
I don't know. I'm wondering what it is now.
And we're going to do a live Tell Me Something Good, right? Is that the deal?
Where?
What'd you say?
Is everyone doing a live Tell Me Something Good?
No, uh-oh.
No, it's just
not you, Eddie.
No, just me.
No, I mean just Lunchbox.
Yeah, Eddie, you're not getting in on
this. I'm worried about Lunchbox.
We're live at the Ryman Auditorium right now. What we do right now is we do a segment called Tell Me Something Good, and we're going to do it now too, but we'll do a special Tell Me Something Good because we are sitting in the most historic theater in country music in Nashville, Tennessee. We're sitting on a stage, and there are 8 of us on stage. There's Morgan number 2, Mike D, Amy, myself, Lunchbox, and Eddie. We're sitting around this stage like a half circle, looking out at hundreds, thousands, millions of our closest friends sitting out in the audience. Yes.
We're looking at millions?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
It's radio.
Yep.
Slight exaggeration.
Millions here. And they sound like millions, right, guys? And so here's the Tell Me Something Good. I just wanted to bring up someone I was talking to in the audience. I walked down and was talking to some of the people that listen to the show. Here, put those on here. She didn't know she was coming up here.
Nope.
What is you talking to the microphone right there? What's your name?
My name's Jenna.
So this is Jenna. And why I thought Jenna would be cool to bring up is she's a fourth grade teacher.
Uh-huh.
And I do love teachers. And I love how much teachers give.
Yeah, we do.
And so what time did you get here this morning?
Well, my friend got here before me.
Oh, you had a placeholder. What time did your friend get here?
Oh, about 4:30.
About 4:30 this morning? And so
I got here at 5, though.
Yeah, I'm not judging you. I'm just happy you're sitting next to me. What are you talking about? So you teach fourth grade?
I do.
What's the most challenging part about teaching fourth grade?
Ugh, everything.
All things.
It's draining.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I can have children of my own because I have 50 children at school.
You're kitted out.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I feel that way when I hang out with Amy's kids for a while. I'm like, kitted out.
No, but...
just playing. I just
Stevenson is the... best human I know on Instagram.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I can't.
Yeah. Amy's son is my hero.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard for me to find heroes because I go, oh, everybody's flawed. But not Amy's son. Nope. He's still 7 years old and
loving life.
Loving life.
Yeah.
The dance moves.
Yeah.
I try to reenact it.
You try to do the booty dance.
Oh yeah.
I think the crowd would like to see this.
Yeah.
I'll show y'all tonight at CMA Fest.
Okay.
So you're going to CMA Fest?
I was there last night.
Yeah, who'd you see last night that you saw was awesome?
Jason was great.
Aldean, is that your cousin or something? Just Jason?
Yeah, we're first name basis.
You know, Jay.
Yeah, you know. Jay.
Jay.
Dan and Shay were amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Our Dan and Shay.
They were really good.
Yeah. Well, as the Tell Me Something Good, we just wanted to acknowledge you for being a school teacher and how much we appreciate what you do.
Thank you.
Not only everybody on the stage, but everybody in the audience here. We all appreciate that you are.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you.
Oh, I appreciate. I appreciate you. I
appreciate
you. So everyone, clap your hands for our friend here. Thank you.
Yay.
So as you can hear, the crowd at the Ryman, we're bringing lots of guests up as well. And so I want to bring out and talk to my friend for a second. Here is Caleb Lee Hutchinson from American Idol. Second place guy here. What up, buddy?
How's it going?
It's good. We just had your girlfriend up here. She's singing. It was awesome.
I saw that.
I wonder if when you guys were first and second and they were about to announce the winner, and she's your girlfriend, it had just been announced, if a little bit you were hoping she would win.
Yeah, I think so.
Good answer.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, especially because she can hear what I'm saying right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's no win in saying otherwise.
Right. No, yeah. If I would have won, I would have had to hear about it for a long time, so...
Are you ready to move to Nashville and start a country music career?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're from Dallas, Georgia.
Yes, sir.
No one's going to doubt the country in you, Caleb.
Right.
I mean, no, because sometimes people come to be like, I don't know, is that country? Right. When you get up there in a second and play a song, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, for sure, that's country, for sure. So I said, hey, man, you can play any song you want. And Amy is wearing my George Strait t-shirt that fit me, and now it fits her perfectly, oddly.
Yeah.
So she's wearing it today, and Caleb's like, I can play some George Strait.
Okay.
So yeah. Caleb Lee Hutchinson, everyone. Woo-hoo! Go and walk up there.
Okay. We should two-step while he sings.
No, I'm not two-stepping.
Why?
Not right now. I want to hear him sing. I'm trying to take in the show. Caleb Lee Hutchinson's putting his guitar on right now. He second place American Idol, and he has a record that he made before American Idol called, it's a good name, Country Music. Yes, yes, that's the name of the record. Caleb, you ready up there?
Do what?
You ready up there?
Yes, sir.
From the Ryman Auditorium, here he is live, Caleb Lee Hutchinson, everybody.
Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but I just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby
Bones. Wow, they still are cheering.
Nice.
I'm just trying to... That's how much they love it. They're still cheering. I'm trying to talk up here. That's nice. Hey, hey, hey. Nice work, buddy. That was good. Amy made the comment as he was playing. She goes, Caleb probably thinks that's old school George Strait. And I was like, yeah, he probably does. But that's not really old school George Strait, because old school George Strait's like
Amarillo
early 80s.
Yeah.
When were you born, Caleb? Like last month?
Yeah, like last year. So.
Last year, like 19.
Oh, really? When you...
You born in the 90s?
I'm a 99 baby. I'm 19.
Oh, my goodness.
Cute.
Not, that's,
I know.
Cute, huh?
I have to do the math on that.
I mean...
I was graduating high school.
How old are you? How old are you?
How old?
Yeah.
I'm 19.
19. Look at that guy. I can't even date him.
No. Mm-hmm. No, he's too young for you.
No. Definitely not.
Yeah, the crowd is here. They're here and they're fired up. They have a lot of energy. Hey, so we're sitting on a stage at the Ryman Auditorium. We're on the main stage, and just from left to right, it's Eddie and Lunchbox, and then it's myself and Amy in the middle table, and then Mike D and Morgan number two, and we're all sitting up here with all of our friends who woke up really early this morning. So let me say, if you're listening, like, I appreciate you, but everybody in the audience that got here so early, I appreciate you! Yeah. Story number one, Susan Allen was driving around when a bunch of poop fell from an airplane above them, and it comes to her sunroof and hits them all in the face. She looked up and saw the plane flying overhead and realized that they just dropped their poop from the plane.
It's not cool.
So they went and got in a shower immediately. Her eye swelled up to the size of a golf ball from pink eye.
Oh no.
What are the odds that's going to land in her sunroof hole?
Yes.
Sunroof hole.
Not just hit the car.
Like, I don't know.
Or hit any car, but to land in the sunroof hole. Yeah.
Right there in her eye.
Lunchbox, would you sue?
Absolutely, you would own that airline.
Would you?
Absolutely. If they're dropping poop on you, you better believe you're going to have your own jet and your own pilot.
Would you suffer through the flu? This is a different story. For $3,500.
Yes.
Yeah.
Scientists offer to pay guests at what they're calling hotel influenza in a desperate bid to develop some sort of vaccine. So it's a little more than just getting the flu. It's also getting the flu and letting them do tests on you.
Yeah, so you could be a part of helping people.
Or you could grow a third ear on your chin whenever they're testing. Because that's a thing.
Or you're getting paid to lose 5 pounds.
Yeah.
You could be the cure in 20 years and be like, who cured the flu? Lunchbox. Yep.
You know that Amy did one of those where she went in and had her wisdom teeth worked on.
Yeah, and I got paid.
And she got paid, but the thing was, they didn't tell her whether or not she was going to be the one that got the placebo. Like, you didn't know if they were
giving
you medicine.
You got a pill. You didn't know if it was the placebo or the pain medicine until, you know, you were in pain or not.
And so how much did you get paid? Do you remember?
$75. But I got my wisdom teeth out for free. That was the more. I didn't have dental insurance, so it was a study that I signed up for. And by the time it was all said and done, I got a $75 check. But I wasn't in the hole any money. And I had all my teeth gone.
And luckily, you didn't get the placebo, which means no drug at all.
Yeah, I got the pain meds. I was knocked out.
The majority of people now use their phone on the toilet. Now, just by a share of sounds from the audience, how many of you use the phone on your toilet?
Liars.
Yeah, the ones that didn't clap, you're lying.
You're all lying.
According to a new survey, 69% of people say they use their phone while on the toilet. Now, here's the reason I don't for a lot of time. I'll use my laptop because there's no chance of it falling in between my legs. So I'm not against using things on the toilet, but I'll just put my laptop across my knees because it can't fall in the toilet because I know mine's going to slip through my legs and hands and go right in. And then I'm not going in for it. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to get the flu to get some money to pay for a new phone. So that's why I don't do it. So, do you use the phone on the toilet?
I mean, yeah, but I...
Don't ask them to cheer, then you not make it cheer either.
Be honest.
I have also dropped my phone in the toilet, and I go after it. Yeah. I mean, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You would. Feel like you're saying you wouldn't, but you would.
No. One time, one of my friends was at a festival, and he dropped his phone in the porta potty. That's a whole different story.
Yeah. That's different. Yeah, that's other people, not.
You can't leave your phone behind.
Yeah, you can.
No.
In a porta potty, that phone doesn't even exist anymore.
It's like, gone.
The second it falls out of my hand, it's like, ooh, never. Yeah. I don't know that guy.
That's a good life.
It's a piece of crap now.
Yeah. Literally. Ha. Eddie's playing to the crowd.
Yeah.
Thank you. Love it. Love the energy. Love everybody here. We're live from the Ryman. If you're just turning your radio on, we're sitting on a stage. I thought no one would come. I'm going to tell you what was in my heart. I thought we would do this show and that a couple friends from Arkansas that are in the front row would come. Lunchbox's wife would be here. She didn't even show up. And then I don't know. But there are people here. There are a lot of great people here. Thank you so much, everybody, for coming to this. And so... what I wanted to do was bring out some artists that I love because I love how they sound and I love their attitudes. And so when it was like we were lining it up and it was obviously Chris Jansen, and I wanted to bring in Maddie Poppy and Kayla from American Idol because I became friends with them and they were great. And then I wanted to bring out Cassie Ashton, who is awesome. Let's bring her out right now. Cassie Ashton, everybody. Yeah. And so... you were so good on our show that we use your clips and promo clips that run just throughout the day. Do you ever hear them where you're like, I'm Cassie Ashton. My grandma said go to college.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, for what? To be an accountant?
To read a book? Who needs books? I'm Cassie Ashton. Yeah.
It makes me laugh, though, because, like, when you're doing interviews, you kind of know what you're saying. And then when you hear it back, you're like, I said that.
That's
like
my whole show. That's how I feel every day when I leave this thing. I'm like, I said that.
So, and everybody's like, I heard that. I'm like, no, you didn't. Don't say that.
This is a book that you just handed me. And it's a book. It's pictures of crap taxidermy.
Yes. That book was on the coffee table of the writers, like when they wrote the song. And that's what inspired the song. Like Natalie Himby, it's a joke with Natalie. She's so good at writing that you could give her a title like Toilet Paper and like she would win a Grammy, like for
sure. A beautiful song about toilet paper and how all the intricate makes your butt feel just right. And you're like, I get that now. I get that. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't really think about it that way.
Yeah, so she literally saw the title and was like, you'll be my taxidermy. And they were like, oh, yeah, let's just write that so we can go to lunch. And
they did. And now you sing the crap out of it. I love it.
Thank you.
I remember talking to you about it before it was put out for people to consume. And I was like, that's the song. Like, that's the one that's going to take you and it's going to be the first big one. You feel pretty good about it?
Yeah, I love the song. I love it. It perfectly connects, like, actually how I grew up, like, deer season's bigger than Christmas in my family, but actual, like, swagginess that I like to carry on a day-to-day basis. So, yeah, I love it.
You grew up in a small town in Missouri.
California, Missouri.
Population was?
4,000 people.
Do they know you're making it, you're trying to make it? Do they keep up with you?
A little bit, I think. I think some of them avoid keeping up with or my dad says he can't go into town now and, like, hang out in the grocery store too long because people will come up and be like, I saw her on the Facebook. And he's like, yeah, cool.
Well, they have a song about them now, too.
Yeah.
So Cassie Ashton is going to play you guys taxidermy if you want to hop up there. One of my favorite new artists right now. She's in the class of 2018. Clap your hands, everybody live at the Ryman. For one of my favorites, Cassie Ashton, everyone.
Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby
Bones. How about that?
Dang.
How about that?
Wow.
That was awesome.
Cassie Ashton.
Wow.
I told you, Cassie and I, before I knew she was Cassie Ashton, the artist, I didn't even know she could sing. There was this girl in the gym that was always talking. Just talking. And I remember going to Jared, my friend who also teaches me how to box. And I was like, who's the girl that's always talking? I can't even work out without talk, 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 talk. Turns out it was Cassie Ashton.
Oh, you know, you got to crap talk that bag if you're punching it. You got to act like that bag took your lunch money and threatened your dog. And like, you're here to get some justice.
What are you assigning to that bag? It took your dog?
You got to like get into it. Yeah. You got to punch hard. I want to try to like knock my trainer over.
But he took your dog? No one's ever taken my dog.
And your lunch money?
Yeah. Like,
are
you 11?
I love to eat. So if you take my lunch money, I'll be real mad. And I love my dog. So, you know, got to pick the important thing.
Cassie Ashton, stream, download. If you see her, you know, buy a t-shirt, buy some merch. You going out? You doing stuff on the road or what? You doing stuff yet?
Not yet.
All I know is I got big plans for you.
Yeah. You'll be the first to know.
All right. Thank you. They cheered because I'm going to be the first to know. Yeah, yeah. Cassie Ashton.
Which means you'll be the first to know. All day long, y'all are going to be singing.
Emma does it, dummy, does it, dummy. Yeah. That's right. We're at the Ryman Auditorium. So to everybody watching here, we appreciate you guys getting up so early. We have about, 15 or so more minutes live from the stage. A couple things I wanted to address is that tomorrow we are playing in the City of Hope charity softball game.
Correct.
And
Oh no.
No, but here's the hold on.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Here's the thing.
No.
We're playing in this softball game and we do every year. And my goal is always not to get injured first and to win second. And so we're playing tomorrow and I'm captaining the team. And they said, hey, you need to have your walkout songs. And so Eddie's playing, and Eddie's walkout song tomorrow, he's requested All I Do Is Win.
Yeah, what up?
I knew that's where this was going.
What do you mean?
I knew it. Eddie, stop.
Cool would that be, though? Like, threaten the other team.
No, it's not your song.
But he's Mr. All I Do Is Win. Okay, by show of the room, Eddie. Everybody, we have a crowded.
Yes. You are so annoyingly
stop.
Stupid.
Lunchbox.
So, who is Mr. All I Do Is Win? Now, I'll give you two people. First of all, Eddie, stand up. If you think Eddie is Mr. All I Do Is Win, clap your hands. If you think Lunchbox is Mr. All I Do Is Win.
Thank you.
So,
yeah, no matter
so
what.
So there you go.
I think they've spoken, Eddie.
Was that
it
a sound
is.
Effect?
Yeah. No, Ray's playing audio. Okay.
No, he's not. See, that's the problem. They have spoken. They know who the true one
Dang
is.
It, okay.
I like having
you want to keep posing, keep posing.
Did you give a song, Lunchbox?
I'm not playing.
Oh, well, there we go.
Oh, it's easy. Then it's settled.
Then I got it.
No.
Just
why aren't
because
you playing?
I'm going to be out of town.
Oh
my God.
Well, Eddie, you can have this song. I was going to give it to him first.
No,
the biggest week of country music in our city, and he's going out of town. Got it.
Oh.
Eddie.
Oh. No, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Wow.
Yeah. Clearly has something else to be.
Eddie, it's a Saturday and a Sunday. I was here all week for all the other stuff.
All right.
I fulfilled my obligations.
Okay. All right, we're going to have to take this one
off
to the streets.
Backstage.
Do you guys know? So they have these bird scooters around town. You get on the scooter and it just drives you automatically. They're like electric scooters.
I've ridden them.
Yeah, so they pulled them.
They're gone.
All
confiscated.
Of them.
As of now, they pull. And I saw Lunchbox driving one down the street on, I think, Morgan number 2's Insta story. And they fly.
Yeah.
They go 20 miles an hour. It was awesome.
A scooter. Like, you can fall off this thing easily. But
nobody has to wear a helmet.
No, you're supposed to wear a helmet when you fill out the waiver. Oh. It says, I will wear a helmet.
It does. Yeah, I've never seen a single person with a helmet on.
I saw one yesterday, but they don't provide the helmet. I'm not going to walk around with an extra helmet in my pocket.
Just in case you see a bird. Pocket.
How much do they cost?
It is $1 to activate it, and then it's 15 cents a mile. So, like, when I rode it for, like, 20 minutes. It cost me $2.40. It was great. What a cheap ride. It's cheaper than an Uber.
Yeah.
Except you're outside and sweating.
Yeah,
and
I didn't sweat one bit. You're in the wind. You're going 20 miles
but
an hour.
You smell like the outside.
Yeah, that's
all. Oh, how terrible. Smell like nature. Man.
Nature. Weren't you riding it downtown?
Yep, that's nature.
And then more like car exhaust.
There was trees there.
Okay. Are you guys here in the audience? Is this cool for you guys to watch this radio show? Because it's really cool for us to be able to sit up here and that you guys would come and wake up so early in the morning and come hang out with us. And we've tried to get out. And, you know, I went up to the to the balcony and met a bunch of people, went out in the middle. So, you know, I'm going to say it again. I'll say it again before I leave. But I really appreciate you guys coming out and caring so much to wake up early and stand in line and watch the show. So thank you so much.
Super
I appreciate
awesome.
It.
And I love looking out and seeing, like, all the B-Team shirts and Pimpin' Joy and other things. That it's just a true representation of, like, y'all, you know, being here with us.
Yeah, you know. Thank you. So thank you so much. Yeah, so we're here, and it's been a live show all morning for the past couple of hours. We've been hanging out with a lot of our friends. You can check out the Instagram and see a lot of people that are hanging out with us this morning. You know, what's funny was Little Big Town was, before we came over here, we were with them in the studio, and we're doing these Pimp and Joy shirts, the retro Pimp and Joy shirts, and we've drawn five names now.
Yeah.
And so a service dog costs $20,000, and what we've decided to do as a show and with you guys as a team is we put these retro Pimp and Joy shirts out, and we had $80,000, and it's $20,000 a service dog. And what happens is these dogs, they're trained, and they're given to our military who come back with PTSD or brain injuries, even physical injuries. And every $20,000, we've drawn a name, and Amy has a dog named after her, and Raymond, our producer, Raymundo, has a producer dog named after him. Morgan, number two, has a dog named after her.
And then you.
And then I have one.
Yeah.
So Little Big Town drew this morning, and the fifth dog was named Eddie.
Yay! Yeah, yeah, yeah!
Woo!
I made it.
But what are we going to do about Lunchbox? Because he needs a dog.
Yeah.
Well, if it hits...
Oh, that's so annoying.
But
you, so annoying.
But you drew, too. Like you,
I understand
no
that.
One's but are you claiming cheating?
I feel like you probably put glue on the other slips and probably glued mine to the bottom of the hat. I don't know.
That's not the case. We just need to get another dog.
So BobbyBones.com if you want to get a really cool shirt. We don't keep any of the money. I heard there was an incident last night where, well, Amy says, and I think Eddie said that Lunchbox was rude to a listener.
The phone number thing?
Yeah, let me let Amy tell the story first.
There we go.
Smart. Go ahead.
A listener asked for his phone number, and he straight up was like, no, and walked away.
Yeah, the listener, he was a big fan. Big fan. He's like, oh, dude, we got to hit the bars together. You know, I got to get your number. We'll hook up. And I'm like.
And how'd you handle that?
I said, no. I said, you can hit me on Twitter. You're not getting my phone number. And I walked away.
Yeah.
And then these two are like, you are so rude. They asked for your number. You should give it to them.
Yeah.
Like, what why in not? The world? Like, why would I give some random dude my phone number?
I mean, here's his number. 210.
No, you were not. I mean, if it's so rude to me, Eddie, go ahead and say your phone number.
No.
What? No. Hey, do you guys want Eddie's phone number? Oh, they want your phone number.
All right, I'll give it to one person out there.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I went out a minute ago and gave all the people my phone number.
You did?
Yeah, I just handed out a little slip.
Lunchbox?
There's no way.
No, I think it's just the way you say it sometimes.
Like, did he say it to the person?
It could just be more like, hey, you know, really don't want to give out my number. I hope you understand. We don't really know each other. Like, but thanks for listening. But he's like, no.
No.
He's
like,
are you crazy?
You no. can DM me on Twitter, but.
No, I didn't ask for a DM. I just said tweet me.
Dang, that's what it's like.
No.
Not even sliding into the DM.
I didn't need nobody. Okay. I didn't need him sliding in my DMs. I said, let it be public.
Okay.
I just got a message that Little Big Town donated to Pimp and Joy because they came in this morning and they drew Eddie's name. And so Lunchbox and Mike D haven't been drawn yet. So they just donated.
Amazing.
Yeah, so a big shout out to Little Big Town.
Yes. So I got my dog.
I don't know how much. And
it's Lunchbox is $20,000.
Yeah.
But the next dog gets drawn between you and Mike D.
Yeah.
No.
We don't change the rules in the middle of the game. So that happened.
Mm-hmm.
I texted one of my friends. He hit me this morning. Goes, hey, the show at the Ryman sounds good. Like, are there really people there, or did you pipe in that noise? That was the question. And I said, no, there really are people here. And he said something, and I sent him back an emoji, like a pound sign.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, why do you send emojis? You're a dude.
Exactly.
Well, this is the great part about a live audience here is I can ask them.
Yeah. I kind of love having this, like, system.
Instant feedback.
Yeah.
This is the greatest thing. And so did you guys see my boss, by the way, come sit down beside me and lecture me during that last song? Yeah, that's what was happening right then. He was like, you know, actually, if you'd pronounce your T's a little better, the ratings would go up 0.3%. And so that's what I deal with. Like right in the middle of a segment, he sits down and tells me. And so, but you guys are here. Do you think when a guy emojis, that's fine or that's not fine? Okay, so if you think a guy emojiing is fine, clap your hands. If you think a guy emojiing is weird because he's a guy, clap your hands. Just Lunchbox. Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah, I'm good. It's no big deal.
You think that's a weird thing?
Yes, I don't think I've ever sent an emoji in my life. I don't even know. You guys talk about all these, oh, look at this one that's like a cucumber eggplant. I don't even know what that means. And half the time,
hold on, hold on, hold on.
That's not the one that Bobby sends.
Hold on.
What is it? What he said?
Oh my
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. We don't sit around and talk about the eggplant emoji.
No, we don't.
Never.
Maybe that's what gets sent to you by your buddies.
That's when they slip into the DMs.
Yeah. When those guys
And people, whenever they send the emoji, I have a hard time figuring out what they are because I don't look at them enough. I'm like, what does that mean, huh? Clap.
So you have a hard time.
It means clapping.
You have a hard time whenever the emoji, the
whatever
Bobby,
the eggplant
emoji comes, huh?
Oh, yeah. They don't really mean eggplant.
They don't?
No. Okay.
What do you mean it doesn't mean eggplant?
Okay.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Live from the Ryman Auditorium.
All right. So this will be our last segment from inside the Ryman, and we're going to do Amy's pile right now. She has her stories. The first ever live pile. Here we
live
go.
Live pile.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby, you'll love this one because I can't even believe that it's 1 out of 3. The fact that someone out of 3 actually depends on this for financial income or their financial plan in life. 1 out of 3 people plan on just inheriting money from their parents. That's how they plan on surviving.
Is their money already in the bank for that, or do they just plan on their parents?
They just want to inherit money from their parents after they die. Well, I don't know if it's like...
Don't we all?
Yeah.
What?
I wish.
Like, we would all like
why
that.
Why wouldn't we?
Yes, why wouldn't you? If you have rich parents...
No, they don't even... Well, I guess some of it could be life insurance. You don't even have to be rich, but...
Yeah.
Do you have life insurance?
No. Who's going to get it?
Don't ask him that.
Yeah, no, right now, no.
She's like, really?
Amy's still mad she's not in my will.
Yeah.
All right,
it's
what's next?
It's actually not nice at all. So this is amazing. The woman, you know, we always talk about if you win the lottery, how you show up, you don't want your name and face out there because then all of a sudden you win $1 million and you got people coming out of the woodworks trying to be your friend and family. Well, she went to accept her check, but she wore like this fake emoji mask so you couldn't see her face.
Oh, that's funny. Hey, by the way, was it
the
eggplant emoji?
Because that'd be cool.
Yeah.
No.
Why is she wearing salad on her face?
Wait, hold on. Let me see if Lunchbox knows what this emoji means.
Okay.
It was like the smiley face, but it was winking. So what does it mean?
Winking? It means wink.
Oh, see? You're getting it, Lunchbox.
You got it. There you go. Hey,
you're getting the hang of this. Yes. Good
Lunchbox
job.
Do good.
Good job.
I also understand the poop emoji. I got that one, too. I see that sometimes. But those are the ones I get.
Okay, so, speaking of Lunchbox, I thought he might be into this. He's always looking for ways to make extra money, and you could be a hot tubologist.
Hot tubologist.
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay, tell me more.
Okay, you could actually get paid to test and review hot tubs.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the easiest job in the world, you chill.
Not only will they provide you with the hot tub, lazy spa, but you'll get paid $650.
So you get a free hot tub and then you make money on top of that?
Yeah, and you can add hot tubologist to your resume.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought you might
give
be
me
into
the number.
It. So if anybody's looking for extra income, Google it.
This is our last break to do from the Ryman, the stage of the Ryman. I'm very thankful. Is Sally here? Sally Williams over there on the side? Sally, come out here for 1 second. Everyone, this is who made this happen for us today. It's Sally Williams. Come on, no. Come talk on the radio. Sit down with me for 1 second. So Sally's a big deal because Sally runs the Opry, Sally runs the Ryman. What is it like to have the two most cherished institutions in country music under your leadership? Because that seems like a lot of pressure, huh?
It's a little pressure.
You do a fantastic job, though.
Oh, thank you. There's a village of us.
I don't know. I hear it's all you. That's what everybody says. They're like, it's just...
That's what I heard.
Today it feels like it. I'm sleepy and
were you at
weary.
The Dirks thing?
I was.
So you were here last night to watch Dirks' album, and then you got up and came to this.
I did.
Wow.
That's how much I love you.
Wow.
Wow.
Right?
Man.
I mean, look, they're all here because they love you too.
Well, let me say from all of us here on the show and for all of these awesome listeners, our people, that get to come into the Ryman on a morning, like, I am eternally thankful, and we're very grateful, as not only the show, but all my friends out here watching from the seats of the Ryman. So thank you very much, Sally.
You're welcome.
Thank you
for doing it.
Thank you, Sally. So from the stage at the Ryman in Nashville, it's the Bobby Bones Show. Thank you guys so much.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, thank you guys for hanging out. Really appreciate you guys being part of the show today, for listening, for calling, for tweeting.
Mr. Bobby Bones on Twitter and Instagram. Thank you guys so much. iHeartRadio, search Bobby Bones Show on demand. Thanks, guys.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like four tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Amy, and Kind has six new flavors for whatever you crave. Is it something sweet? Well, try new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars. With flavors like dark chocolate raspberry pumpkin seed, the number one ingredient is seeds. And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars or rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every one. The number one ingredient is always seeds or nuts. It's the bar for people who love real food. Try all the new flavors. Shop on KindSnacks.com today. In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they're going to last a lifetime. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Visit Tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. And don't go gently, y'all.